So yesterday or this week, some pictures came up that I was throwing a lot of stuff away and found some pictures I forgot about. And it was way back in time, right? Way back in time. Time don't really exist, but some many cycles ago. And it was a situation where some woman with two kids tried to hogtie me into a Catholic cult, but was going to a Protestant church, but was really Catholic deep down. I didn't find out till later, but anyway, it's really wild how those pictures, I looked and I saw the symbology. The symbology of the harlot riding the beast, you know? And so I also saw the symbology of the worship of the tree, Jeremiah 4, I think. The Christmas tree, you know? What happened with me when God revealed, I started studying the 666 in the system, right? I studied that for 5 years. Because the Bible says count up the number of the beast. So I started counting up the number of the beast and studying it. And I saw all the symbols, the symbology, and I could see it everywhere, even now. And when I looked at those pictures, the way she took the pictures, every picture pointed to a Christmas tree or gifts or the harlot riding the beast or trying to turn me into, come to find out later, yeah, she was trying to turn me into an evil person. But I thank God I got away from it. From my childhood, I saw those kind of people. And I said, you know, I'm done. And I said, it's over. And even after I said it's over, a week later, I'm up here at McDonald's. Can you talk to me? So I said, yeah, I'll talk to you. And she said something. And I didn't even respond. I just said, well, good luck to you. Or something like that. I don't believe in luck, but I was just saying what I would say to a stranger, you know. And so I look back at those images from those pictures, and it was worshiping stuff, worshiping the tree, worshiping gifts. You know, it was like a Christmas time, Christmas celebration. And the way the kids were, you were playing with the kids, it was always like, it was surrounded by, it was all about the tree. And the way the pictures, it looked like, you know, you're crawling around on the floor just having fun. It was like the harlot riding the beast. And it's like, okay, so she's going to try to turn you into a beast, you know? Try to turn you into a 666 beast with the Catholic system. And I didn't know at the time what I know now, but as I look back, and this sounds crazy, but I promise you, all images, all snapshots, when you take a photo of something, you're going to actually see deeper into the truth is always right in front of you. I know it's hard to believe. If you took me 10 years, maybe, no, it took me 6 years to see it, but then I'd spent 4 to 6 more years studying even deeper. And so the number of the beast is the number of man. 6 plus 6 plus 6, right? And that's from your fingertip to your elbow. And the only way you're going to escape this beast system down here, this death cult, is get born again, get saved. But I promise you, everything that the system does, everything that man does apart from the Holy Spirit, all the buildings, all the Christmas trees they put up and worship, all the systems in place, like some corporations, they'll come in and say, we're going to switch over to Sigma 6, Kaizen, Sigma 6. What is that? 666, turning you into a slave. just like Metropolis, 1927 movie Metropolis. So they're trying to implement the 666 system on jobs, in your personal life, in the movies. So when you watch these singers, and they're putting the devil symbols up and the demonic symbols and all that stuff, they're actually showing you what you're in. It's not Hollywood doing it. They're just reflecting back to you. Okay, let's say the Jewish people do run Hollywood, right? Let's just say they do, if they do. Well, the Jewish people are the called out ones, the elect. God temporarily went to the Gentiles to get some saved, to make Israel jealous. God went to the Gentiles to make Israel jealous, so the Gentiles get born again. So if they are controlling Hollywood, they're telling you to your face that your Gentile system is a demonic, satanic worship through and through. And all Gentiles, unless they're saved, they worship money, the world, the flesh, pride, position, power, houses, cars, stuff, things, corporations, brands. I mean, there's people that just only buy one brand because they worship that brand. There's people who only buy one car. They buy the Chevrolet because they worship the Chevrolet. There's people who are stuck in a box of some kind, and they worship that box that they created themselves. And you can see the face morph. You can see it in the pictures they take during the holidays. I look back and I'm thinking, oh, it's obvious. And that was before anything happened. So years later, a couple of years later, I looked back and had all the data points. Somebody called me through the grapevine. Yeah, she got married and they're over there doing cocaine parties or something. It's like, oh, I knew something was up with her. I didn't know how crazy. I knew she was crazy, but I didn't know that she was that crazy. And so she ended up getting with a guy, made good money so they could buy their drugs or whatever they did. And so I'm sure they destroyed. I'm sure they crashed and burned. I haven't checked. I don't care. But I escaped it because God pulled me out of it. And so when you see symbology of Babylon worshiping the tree, and you can just go back in the Old Testament, just do an AI search, symbols of Babylon. That's what I'm gonna do. Maybe I'll put it under this video. I'll put it, symbols of Babylon from Jeremiah. You know, they worship the Asheroth, the fertility goddess, and all that stuff. And so when you wake up to the fact that the whole Gentile system is Babylon. Every Gentile nation is Babylon. And so they're putting the movies and the music out in your face because they're telling you what you are. Unless you're born again. And I wish I was joking, but I'm not. And so the culmination of this conversation is, it starts to appear in the pictures they take. It starts to appear in the clothing they wear. It starts to appear in their body. And you know it's true because somebody who's in witchcraft long enough, their whole face will morph and look like the characters that you see on TV. Because the human body's cartoon land too. Just like you can do a cartoon, your body's just made of water and clay. And so what you focus on, what you worship, you become. It starts to manifest in your body. And you think I'm crazy, but I'm not. You can see you can see somebody, a pet owner, has a dog for 20 years, and the dog looks like them. And it's possible they started looking like the dog. And you see two people married for a long time, they start to look like each other. They start to look like each other. Fact, Jack. You see a drug head, they all start to look the same. You see the prostitutes, they start to look the same. You see the drunkards, they start to look the same. Their eyes, their skin, everything. And so, what's in the heart, which is spiritual, what's in the mind, which is spiritual, starts to appear in the clay body. It appears in the photographs. The future, if you take a snapshot of today, a picture, it's showing you what the future is unless you walk away, unless you get away, unless you start your own system. Though a man gain the whole world and lose his own soul, what good is it? Though a man or a woman gain the whole world, but they lose their own soul, what benefit is it? So I'm going to this restaurant, and all the waitresses, even the new ones that come in, they don't have tattoos, but all of a sudden, the people that hang around, everybody else got tattoos, and so they get a tattoo. And then next thing you know, their whole arm's full of tattoos, their whole neck and face and leg, and it's like, come on, people. Don't you have your own mind? Why are you such a follower? Why not follow God? Why follow mankind? Man don't have no answer. And you'll hear the preacher say, well, you'll hear the preachers. I'm talking about fundamental Baptist preachers. Well, a Christmas tree don't mean anything. Oh, really? Really? You cut down a tree, decorate it, and worship it? And it's just like a TV in the middle of your... So you walk in your house, and there's the thing in the middle of the living room is the thing you worship. So there's a TV there, and what's right there in the... You're sitting there in the living room, and what you're looking at is what you worship. TV, whatever. Why do they call it the boob tube? I don't know. But why do they call it the idiot box? I know why they call it the idiot box. Why waste your time? If you take a snapshot, you can see the future and the past because it's all happening now. And what is happening now? Babylonian worship, worship of the devil, or yourself, or worship of God. You'll see two kinds of people walking around with these things around their neck. They either have a cross or they have an ankh. The Egyptian ankh, A-N-K-H. Or they have a cross. Now, if they're wearing an ankh around their neck, they're telling you their religion, their belief. What they stand for, who they support. It's not a maybe. They're putting it right there in your face. But you got to be wise enough to see it. If you yoke up with one of them in a business or activity or marriage or anything, you're gonna have two different worldviews. And if you have two different worldviews, you ain't going to find no peace. Because you're going to be fighting like cats and dogs. But cats and dogs don't even fight anymore. That tells you something, that we're towards the end of the age right now. But you will be fighting because you have two different worldviews.